Focus. Guest host Kathleen Stevenson speaks with Denise Mullen, president of Oregon College of Art and Craft, about Conversations on Craft, a public forum addressing the skill and art of creativity. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre following this.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of What the Festival, a music and arts festival June 19th through the 22nd at the Wolf Run Ranch in Dufour, Oregon. What the Festival features over 80 electronic and dance artists on four large stages, including artists such as Big Gigantic, Odessa, Rob Garza of Thievery Corporation, Toki Monsta, Thomas Jacks, Tropical Pool Party, Keys and Crates, and the Funk Hunters with Charlie Tuna of Jurassic 5. Again, that's the What the Festival, June 19th through the 22nd at the Wolf Run Ranch in Dufour, Oregon, just 90 miles east of Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Do you worry that corporate power is totally out of control? Tune into the KBOO Evening News every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. beginning August 5th to hear the new weekly commentary by yours truly, Paul Cienfuegos. I'll be sharing stories about communities that are rising up against corporate control and passing laws that exercise their right to govern themselves. That's every Tuesday on the KBOO Evening News beginning August 5th. Don't miss it.
Cascadia, today is Tuesday, April 14th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Our guest today is Alex Brown, the Executive Director of Barkout, joining us to talk a little bit more about Nestle and what some of the strategies and tactics that will be invoked going forward to stop this freight train of folly heading straight down the Columbia River. This is yet another assault on the environment, on habitat, and I need not remind listeners that habitat and those who inhabit it, who live there, are one and the same creature. Well, like it or not, we are not separated from the earth that we stand on, which is particularly why I've tried to concentrate more on Cascadia, because this is where we do indeed, after all is said and done, where we plant our feet. Just a few headlines first, because there is more world out there, maybe not for long, considering the plans for revamping America's nuclear arsenal, and America's concomitant plans are not upgrading its nuclear reactors. Fancy that. We are spending trillions of dollars. It will end up being trillions, I just want to let you know, on weapons systems, nuclear weapons systems, while the reactors are left to fill to the brim with horrible surprises, catastrophes that we have no idea how to address. Portland Public School Board members are pushing for an audit. Yes, an audit. When you know it, it's that time of year, of central office salaries Keeping up with the Carpathians. Yes, yes, it's always nice to see how monsters get their money. Three members of the Portland Public School Board of Education want the school district to immediately audit central office salaries. There was a report that came out in Willamette Week on April Fool's Day that Superintendent Carol Smith was handing out hefty pay raises to her closest staff. The Oregon legislature is holding three hearings on raising minimum wage to as high as $15 per hour. Really, if the school board can afford to dish out whopping great pay raises, you would think that those at the very, very lowest level of the pay scale ought to see some reward for the work that creates the wealth. It was Kashama Savant's voice echoing once again along Salem's dusty halls. And Trayvon Martin's mum, Sabrina Fulton, was speaking last night at the Maranatha Church, an incredibly inspiring event. And those who are there know all about it. It's possible, to, of course, to hear it. It was recorded. And the Marijuana Business Daily first reported yesterday that MBank is closing its marijuana accounts. Its aggression-based MBank was the first to offer checking accounts to Oregon marijuana growers and dispensaries. MBank was the only bank in Oregon offering checking accounts to these types of operations. Very likely it will reorganize itself and come back as strong as ever, because of course it's obviously an idea that's whose time has come, is well overdue, and in order to build a foundation for all of the revenue that marijuana has the potential to drive into Oregon's coffers, we do indeed need to have some sort of a foundation for that. We need to have some sort of financial underpinnings, or it just won't work. And it has to work. Four former Blackwater guards got prison terms for killing 17 Iraqis, and they still haven't admitted that they still thought they were threatened. If these guys are so big, tough contractors armed to the teeth against the civilian population and they're scared, maybe they're in the wrong business. And Sioux City, Iowa, two former egg industry executives received jail sentences. Not big ones, but how often do executives ever see the wrong side of the steel bars? And Iran, Robert Menendez, can you believe it? A Democrat from New Jersey and Congress, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said today that the panel had reached an accord on a bipartisan bill giving Congress a vote on an international deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. Alas, Iran couldn't, most of the powerful people in Congress couldn't find Iran on a map, let alone figure out what all of these very, very delicate, complex diplomatic maneuvering is all about. It's very, very unlikely. All they understand about this is power and politics and what's in it for them, and at an even lower level of the food chain in Washington, there are those who will vote against anything that has Obama's imprimatur on it. That said, we now speak with Alex Buck. Alex Brown of Bark, yes, indeed, that's the way we are here. Nestle in the Gorge, how would we get rid of these people? What? Most water in plastic bottles probably comes out of a tap somewhere in San Jose, California, rusty old tap sticking out of the side of a building. Why do they need to come up here and take water from a system, the water system, already under extraordinary environmental pressures from all sides? Why? Excuse me? Hello? Good morning, Alex. Are you there? Are you with us?
Good morning. I am, yes.
Excellent.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome to call me Alex Bark anytime.
I'm sorry.
My name is Alex Brown.
easy to laugh, but it's not. This business with Nestle has been going on these many years.
Right. And Nestle targeted the Columbia River Gorge for the same reason that it has targeted so many communities throughout the Pacific Northwest over the last 5 to 10 years, and that's because we have a source of crystal clear spring water in Oxbow Springs, which is about 100 yards outside of the border of Mount Hood National Forest in the municipality of Cascade Locks. That's what brought Nestle to this location. They are looking for spring water to supply their Arrowhead bottled water brand, and we have what they want. And what has made this issue so unique over the years and sets such a dangerous precedent for the state of Oregon is that this is the first bottled water plant that's proposed that would be based on the acquisition of water that is currently state water. That water in Oxbow Springs is currently used by the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. And unlike the Coca-Cola plant that's already here, who have their own source of municipal water that they're using, this actually required an effort by the state of Oregon to provide the water that would be used for the bottles, and that's one of the things that people have been so upset with for well, over 5 years now.
So where do they get where are they getting water to stuff into their plastic water bottles?
Well, thankfully, nowhere in the Pacific Northwest. You know, this would be the first. This would be the first plant to succeed in the Pacific Northwest. They've tried in McLeod, California, which is near Shasta in Northern California. They've tried in Enumclaw, Washington, and communities continue to reject this particular company coming in and bottling because of its reputation of not being a good community partner. And so, in the case of Cascade Locks in the Columbia River Gorge, they want Oxbow Springs, which is currently our water. 100 million gallons a year of it to supply their Arrowhead brand, and then they would also be tapping the well water that currently is Cascade Locks water for an undisclosed amount of water to supply their Pure Life brand, which is just a tap water brand.
That's the whole story is so alarming, and people are beginning, I think, to take more notice of what's going on in our own backyards. But in this case, you had, you met and talked a little bit about how to confront this. Are there not serious legal issues? Was there not an environmental assessment done? There has got to be serious impact, not to mention the fact that we are crying drought. Now, maybe that's just in Southern Oregon, but don't, you know, we shouldn't be fooled in a false sense of water security here, because the Columbia River is a cesspool, as overtapped as it already is, and trying to get to keep salmon alive.
So on Friday, what happened is that our state government essentially made a runaround and is avoiding some of the scrutiny that we were counting on occurring to help protect our public water resources. So 5 years ago, when this was first proposed, the city of Cascade Locks approached the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and said, we want to trade water rights so we can get your spring water and sell it to Nestle. And the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife said, no, we're not interested in a permanent transfer of water rights, but we will meet you more than halfway. We are going to apply for an exchange in which water is exchanged bucket for bucket. This was under Governor Kulongoski, and this is when this proposal came to life and the opposition really came to life. One of the things that was so important about that exchange application is that it required what is called a public interest review. So the Oregon Water Resources Department would actually weigh some of these consequences of this proposal against the public's interest in the state of Oregon. What happened on this last Friday that has created such a storm of reaction and such a huge reaction, particularly to now Governor Kate Brown, is that the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife went back on its original word and said, okay, we are going to pull back from the exchange application. We have now applied for the water rights cross transfer, which will in fact create a much more permanent transfer of the underlying water right. And the crazy thing about it which makes no sense and we need a fix for, is that the actual water right cross transfer has a lower standard of review, and the public interest review is not a part of it.
That's horrifying. How did that get possibly... I want to know who's responsible. Who signed off on this? Kate Brown?
Kurt Melcher, the director of the Oregon Department of Fish and
Wildlife. Right, yeah.
And he was recently hired for the post. He took over for Roy Illiker, who was the director during Kitzhaber's term. Mm-hmm. And what we have is two new leaders, one the leader of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and one Kate Brown, our new governor. And both of them have failed to demonstrate the leadership that Oregonians expect.
Alex, we're almost out of time here. So a call to Kurt Melcher and Kate Brown, is that what is the most likely way to have some impact?
It's great to let them know that you are concerned about this. You want them to change directions and withdraw the application. Also, I want to mention that this Thursday, early morning for rush hour traffic, we are going to be getting people to the Hawthorne Bridge for a protest to demonstrate that people care about our public water and that the governor is taking the wrong step by allowing it to be sold by Nestle for profit. So you can find the rally details at bark-out.org. And, of course, there are action opportunities there if you want to contact Kate Brown or your legislator.
Thank you so much. My guest, of course, has been Alex Brown with Barkout. And we'll put links to all of that information on the KBOO website so you'll be able to access that. Janet Anderson engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, we'll have an in-depth discussion on the significance of Obama's handshake sit-down with Cuban President Raul Castro. Also, we hear directly from the parents of several young victims.